the rest of the story. His name was James Thompson, but no one could remember anyone ever calling him anything but Uncle Jimmy. Uncle Jimmy Thompson, just an old farmer from the Cumberland Plateau. And yet even now, at the age of 77, despite the avuncular nickname, there was something thrilling, even dangerous about him. For back in his neck of the woods, folks spoke in wide-eyed whispers about Uncle Jimmy and the Devil's Box, and how he could make it sing like an angel in heaven, or wail like a banshee straight out of hell. The Devil's Box, that's what they used to call the fiddle down south a long, long time ago. That's what they called it then when Uncle Jimmy came to town. It was the far and wide announcement of a music contest that brought the old sorcerer with the magic horsehair wand down from the hills. Uncle Jimmy had never been to town before. To make himself comfortable, he brought his house with him. Oh, yes, he did. The entire wooden cabin. He towed it behind his Ford truck. Anyhow, all those musicians were gathered around that chilly November night. One young gent strummed his guitar, sang. Another made his harmonica sound like a freight train. On and on they sang and they played. Then it came Uncle Jimmy's turn. He'd been fiddling since before the uncivil war, setting country hoedowns ablaze. Now it was time city folks fell under the spell and learned the kind of witchcraft they conjure in West Appalachia. With a thump of his boot heel on the floor, Uncle Jimmy let fly a shower of notes, racing, dancing, spitting out sparks like a wet wood fire. It was a happy, intoxicating, breathtaking sound that cast no shadows of the darkness to come. For after a wondrously timeless time of lightly stepping round and reel, a rhythm roared up from somewhere, a driving, relentless, pounding pulse that swept its hearers away into the night, like the spectral abduction of Ichabod Crane. And when it was over, I mean when the last lick of that lightning bow had seared the strings of that old devil's box, the crowd who'd heard stomped and shouted, fairly rioted with joy. Uncle Jimmy Thompson won the music contest, of course. Yet so far-reaching were the effects of his magical performance, radio broadcast, and that contest was that within a few months, the 77-year-old farmer and square dance fiddler from the Cumberland Plateau had become a nationwide celebrity. In fact, the November 28, 1925 broadcast of Thompson's fiddle playing drew such an overwhelming listener response that radio executive George Hay decided to make a regular radio show featuring Uncle Jimmy's kind of music. Uncle Jimmy's kind of music. And thus, from the country road dust, arose a Tennessee mountain tradition that endures even yet. For not only did fiddler James Thompson, who came down from the hills to Nashville towing his house, not only did he become the country's first country music star, but with a stroke of that enchanted bow, he personally ushered in an era that may never end. The era of the down-home institution which was born that night, called the Grand Ole Opry. And now you know the rest of the story.